spies have existed really since the dawn of humanity, where you had groups of human beings who were in conflict with others. And you can go right back to the Bible with Moses and God sending out, by sending an order to Moses to do this, spies to have a look at the promised land. You also find in the Quran that Muhammad was also a great user of spies as a military commander. And then with the establishment of nation states in the Renaissance, you find that a number of these states developed either code-breaking organizations or spy agencies. So a good example is Queen Elizabeth I, who's in effect foreign secretary was a man called Sir Francis Walsingham, and he's also her chief spy master. And Elizabeth and Walsingham had some amazing code breakers. So they were able, for example, to break the codes of the Spaniards, because you've got to bear in mind that Spanish empire at that time under Philip II was determined to try and overturn the Protestant queen, Queen Elizabeth. And so they famously, of course, organized the Spanish Armada. And it was very important that England under Queen Elizabeth was able to, you know, obviously from an English point of view, see off those national security risks. And so you had this very effective spy network that Walsingham had. And this carried on right the way through. You've had the Venetians in the 16th, 17th century having very effective code breakers. So also did the French, that had to find the famous Cabinet Noir, as it was called. And Europe, in fact, as a result of Renaissance led code breaking right up through into the 19th century. The aim of these services was always, and this was put very recently by the former head of the CIA, George Tenet, at the beginning of the 2000s, as simply he said, "We steal secrets." And the purpose of all these intelligence services was to secretly obtain information which wouldn't otherwise be available publicly.